Hello and welcome to the Impact Interviews. My name's Laura and today I'm thrilled to be joined by Noelle Morgan, who's a member of the PPI and a leadership and mindset coach. Hi Noelle.
Hello, hello. Happy Friday.
Happy
Thank you for
Friday.
having me.
You're very, very welcome. So Noelle, these are the Impact Interviews. Could I ask you to start off with what is impact and why do you think people should care?
Good question. I had a little look on good old Google, but nothing kind of resonated with me. So for me, impact is about making a difference in people's lives. And it could be whether in terms of kind of like knowledge or skill or behavior or health. And it can be something very, very tiny, like smiling at someone on the street, to something, you know, huge, like the work that we're doing for PPI, or you know, charitable donations. But that's what impact means to me, making a difference.
A positive difference, a good difference, not a bad one.
For me, it's making a positive difference, but on the other side of the coin is kind of like an impact can also be a negative difference. And it's just the choices that people make. But for me as an individual in my life, it's making a positive difference.
Brilliant. So why do you think people should care about impact and making a positive difference?
I think it makes you feel good, about yourself. So there's a sense of kind of personal satisfaction.
Yeah.
That you actually feel as if you're doing good. So it's kind of like almost like quite a selfish reason. But also it can, like, on the outside, it leads to a better quality of life for others and maybe for future generations. So that's why people should care.
Good.
It's a ripple effect.
The ripple effect. Generation. Cool. So now we're on to the lightning round. And this is where we find out a bit more about you and the stuff that you do. So there's three key questions here. There's one is, what is it? Who cares? And why is it amazing? Not good, not great, but amazing. Over to you.
Gosh. Good questions. So what do I do? So I've got two hats. Obviously, we're here to talk about the work that I do with OCAR. And I've been working with OCAR PPI member for about 7 years.
What is PPI?
PPI is Patient Public Involvement.
Gosh.
So good job I checked that before we got on the podcast, but I thought you might ask me. Yes, so that's the acronym, Patient Public Involvement.
What does it mean?
Patient Public Involvement for me means getting involved in the research that happens around lung health and other respiratory conditions. So for me, it's asthma and bronchiectasis, and seeing what we can do to give our side of the story to improve patient outcomes. So to improve the quality of our life and the lives of the people who come after us.
So in that case, then, who cares? So we care.
Well, I care. I mean, that's why I do what I do. Very, very passionate about the work with OCAR. And I want to make improvements. I mean, we've seen the stats, and I'm not a data person, but I think for asthma, we have the worst death rates in Europe. and that's not okay.
No.
We shouldn't be down at the bottom of the chart. So I think we can do better. And that's why I feel so passionate about it. I think we do a lot of, there's a lot of excellent work that is out there, but it needs to actually make a difference to the patients' lives.
So why is the PPI work that you do amazing? Not good, not great, but amazing.
It's amazing because I just love working with OCAR.
Mm-hmm.
Tracy as the, I don't know her full title, Tracy as the PPI lead, I think she cares a lot about listening to the voices of the patients, of us. I think the research that goes on within with the students is very there's a lot of work, a lot of energy, a lot of passion that goes on into the studies. And it's just very inclusive. It's just a very inclusive community. I actually genuinely feel that they listen to our voices and they really care about hearing what we have to say. I don't feel at all that it's like a tick box exercise. I feel that they actually really want to understand what it's like for us patients living with these conditions.
And that is amazing, right?
It is amazing. It's more than amazing. Amazing isn't a good enough word, I think.
Gosh. Okay.
Yes. I think it's absolutely fabulous. Fabulous. What we do.
Yeah.
And as I talk about it, it makes me feel quite emotional because I think every person in that centre is just the energy and the hours and the dedication that they put in to the work is brilliant.
So maybe if we can unpick that a little bit, could, without naming names necessarily or giving away any secrets, could you think of some examples of stuff that's happened through PPI, through stuff that you've seen, and that just brings that to life for people who are listening?
Well, we've recently just come back from the ASM.
The ASM being?
Annual Scientific Meeting.
Okay, good.
Yes, in Reading, and there was a number of awards being given out, and the PPI group actually got an award at the end of the evening, and also the group that I've been in since the start of my time at OCAR, the IMPART group.
Mm-hmm. With him.
Got their own dedicated award, and IMPART, I think there was a reason why I was put on the IMPART program. It just all happened together because obviously IMPART is all about supported self-management.
Yeah.
And a bit like the work that I do with my coaching clients, I believe that we're all responsible for our well-being, our mindset, our energy, and how we show up. So for me, IMPART is what role can I play in managing my own asthma and mm-hmm. doing the best that I can with the condition that I've got to improve things for me as much as I possibly can. So it's about turning the attention inwards.
Mm-hmm. And so as a PPI member, what sort of contributions have you made to the program that then allow other people, back to the definition of impact, allow other people to make that positive change for themselves?
I've been involved from the start. So working with Hillary and the team, and kind of like looking at some of the documents that go out from the GP surgeries to make them as streamlined and easy to understand as possible. Looking at the annual asthma reviews that people should attend and how to improve the messaging around that, because there are people out in the community and also within our PPI group who have never heard of annual asthma reviews. Mm-hmm. So trying to bring the importance of that to the forefront. I've been involved in educational videos, which, although a little bit scary, to see your face on the website, in terms of what supported self-management means to me.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I've been involved in so much excellent stuff, which eventually, you know, makes a difference because it's out there in the community.
Because it's quite a number of, how many GP surgeries is it? And therefore how many, so it's quite a lot, isn't it?
I don't know how many GPs surgeries have been involved, but there was quite a lot in terms of recruitment. I don't know the exact number.
I'm sure it's kind of around about 50.
Yeah.
Something. And then...
It's huge.
Which is huge if you think about then how many asthma patients there will be per surgery.
Yeah.
And kind of, so you've had your little contribution to all those improvements in the lives of those patients.
Yeah.
Surgery.
And just, I mean, if you just make a difference in terms of getting someone to now know they need to attend their asthma review with a nurse every year.
Mm.
I mean, a little step forward, but potentially huge for the quality of their life.
It'd be really nice to get some stories about that, wouldn't it? Like, this is the difference that that intervention made.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That would be lovely to actually hear from the GP, from the GP surgeries, what step changes they've noticed in their patients' attitudes or their health,
yeah,
and their overall well-being as a result of these little things that, these little changes, this input that we've done.
And so if I can think, so that's kind of what's happened in the past and so far. If I can think maybe a bit more aspirationally about maybe the future, you know, you are a coach. So presumably you think about people's futures, and if you think about your own future and your contribution as a PPI member, do you have any views as to what you'd like to achieve in the next phase of the centre? Big question, I know. I'm sorry.
For a Friday.
I know.
Afternoon. I think I would like to see the stats improve. I think I would like to see that there have been improvements in the quality of care and the number of deaths related to asthma have reduced.
Oh,
and
big.
I know that is huge.
Yeah, but good.
But yeah, I feel very strongly about that, and it kind of like upsets me that we are where we are. But that's what I would like to see.
So really, you've got a little bit of a, well, not a little bit of a big bit of a rallying cry to the community to say, look, you know, stop it with, you
yes,
know, with the UK being at the bottom of the league table. Stop
that's
it with
it.
People dying. Stop it. You know how.
Yeah.
You know how to make these changes. Come on.
Yeah.
Make a difference.
Yeah. And I do think, and I know we've talked about this before, I do think there are some very simple things that can be done, including why people with asthma are still paying for prescriptions.
Right. Yeah.
And, you know, when I hear stories from people who say, you know, in a household they have to share inhalers,
ooh,
or sometimes parents are deciding whether or not to buy the food for the week or to get the inhaler, that's not okay.
Yeah, that's actually awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
And have you heard that? Have you heard that from families as part of this program, or have you?
I have heard that, and I think it's possible to make changes. I mean, look at all the energy and the passion that went into making changes for menopause.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, that suddenly had this big explosion out in the community. And, you know, now women going through menopause get support with their prescriptions. And from an outsider looking in, that probably took about maybe 1 or 2 years. I don't know.
So we could do that for asthma. It is possible.
Yeah.
Possible. And so, so you've talked about a few things then now. You've talked about campaigning. You've talked about policy change. Mm-hmm. You've talked about research. You've talked about helping patients. So is that indicative of the scope of the PPI involvement, or is that a reflection on the centre and how they've welcomed your contribution in places where you've wanted to contribute?
I think they've welcomed my contribution. I'm always keen to help as much as I can. Mm-hmm. So if I mean the other week after I came back from the ASM, I sent a note to Hillary saying, you know, what's happening with Impart. So I think they've been, you know, more than grateful for the work that we do. And I'm just excited to continue to be involved in it for as long as possible, really.
Yeah, no, that's cool. And so thinking about that then, and if you think about some people who are listening to this podcast, that just at the beginning of their journey, so the new PhD students or people just joining the centre, do you have any top tips or hints for anyone who's starting to think about the impact that they create?
I think
motivational.
I think for me, and it's a very good coaching question as well, is to think about what would you like your legacy to be?
Oh, yeah. That's a good question.
What would you like your legacy to be? What would you on your last day on earth, what would you like people to say about you? And also to kind of like think about, you know, what are you passionate about? I mean, for me, I'm passionate about my running. I'm passionate about asthma. I'm passionate about, you know, making a difference in female leaders' lives through my coaching. So, you know, what is it that really fuels you and fires you up?
And then assuming they can find the answer, then what?
Just like what I did. Get out there and look where you can actually put that energy. I mean, I ended up literally going onto Google and looking at asthma volunteer, I think was the first words that I put in. So, you know, on this occasion, Google very much is your friend. But I think it's just about thinking, you know, what would you like your legacy to be? And I'd like to leave them with that question.
That is a huge question, but a great one. We should ask everyone that, right? What would you like to be?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Crikey. Well, on that note, I have to say, Noelle, thank you so much. I'm very grateful for you taking the time to join us. And I'm going to think, what do I want my legacy to be?
That's it. A little bit of weekend work for you.
That is brilliant. Thanks ever so much, Noelle.
Thanks, Laura. Thank you.